KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 71. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 71. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Join us every Wednesday morning around 9:30 on the Sports Ticket as we focus on Kansas State Athletics. Brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation of Logan, Kansas has named 219 high school seniors from 49 Northwest Kansas schools as winners in the 49th Annual Scholarship Competition. In selecting award winners, the scholarship committee considered proficiency in verbal and writing skills. Other important factors are academic records, test scores, and community service in which a student may have participated. Seven students have won Hansen Leader of Tomorrow scholarships. These awards are for $10,000 and may be renewable for three additional years. Renewal of scholarships is based upon continued regard for the principles which guided the success of the late Dane G. Hansen. A 3.0 or better GPA at the college level, and a progress update describing progress towards educational goals. This year's winners for North Central Kansas of the $10,000 scholarship are Hannah Simelink of Rock Hills and Bryce Beisner of Beloit. 35 Hansen Scholar winners were selected. The stipend of $6,500 was granted for 1 year and may be renewable for three additional years. Ella Botner of Concordia, Marley File of Beloit, Jake McCory of Beloit, Aaron Schmidt of Beloit, and Morgan Weston of Beloit all received that version of the Hansen Scholarship of $6,500. The foundation offered 70 scholarships for Hansen student winners. These awards are for $4,000 and may be renewed for one additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. And this year's winners are North Central Kansas for the $4,000, Carly Colligan of Concordia, Emma Herman of Concordia, Jerry Rexroat of Beloit, Aubrey Gingler and Jenna Gingler of St. John's. For students interested in seeking competence through career and technical education in one of the pre-approved schools in Northwest Kansas, the foundation offered the following scholarships. These awards are $4,000 and may be renewed for one additional year. Winners of career and technical education scholarships for North Central Kansas include Lacey Duvall of Concordia, Mason Knudsen of Glasgow, Brody Widrig, Carly Doman, Sophie Easter, Austin Hinkey, Brody Schroeder, Dylan Thompson of Beloit High School, and Chance Germark and Andy Prather of St. John's High School. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Six in Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There is a Downs Community Blood Drive taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Downs Memorial Hall at Morgan Avenue. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments are appreciated. A light lunch will be provided for all donors. There's bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit this Thursday from 2 to 4. Seating is limited. There is no cost. It's a free event. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Refreshments will be provided. Linton meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with Linton service fall at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. And dates for the meals include tomorrow, Wednesday, March 13th, and next Wednesday, March the 20th. Enjoy breakfast at VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street there in Beloit. Coming up this Sunday, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits, gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. And the Front Porch Event Center in Alton is hosting an evening learning how to square dance this Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
A local high school athlete taking her talents to college. Big 12 men's tournament getting underway today. Big 12 women's tournament wrapping up here soon. And the Chiefs lose a couple of key players from their Super Bowl championship the last 2 years. That and more coming up in sports, brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. Smith Center's senior Dakota Kattenberg is taking her basketball talents to Tabor College. Kattenberg scored over 1,000 points in her career at Smith Center, and she will now be playing for Tabor College beginning next season. The Big 12 men's tournament begins today. Tomorrow, Kansas begins play as number 6 seed, but they'll be without the services of their two star players, Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. Both are expected to be available for the NCAA tournament, but will not play in the Big 12 tournament, according to head coach Bill Self on his weekly Hawk Talk radio show last night. KU taking a cautious approach by holding out the banged up stars this week in preparation for the NCAA tournament. Speaking of the Big 12 men's tournament, it begins today. First time that there have been 14 teams at the Big 12 men's tournament at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. First game is this morning, 11:30, number 12 Central Florida against number 13 Oklahoma State. At 2 o'clock, number 11 Cincinnati takes on number 14 West Virginia. Kansas will play the winner of the Cincinnati-West Virginia game tomorrow night at 8:30, pregame at 8 o'clock on Z96.3. The Lake BYU will play the winner of the Central Florida-Oklahoma State game tomorrow morning at 11:30. Kansas State will be taking on Texas. K-State, the 10 seed, Texas, the 7 seed, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the second round, number 8 TCU will battle number 9 Oklahoma. Texas Tech, Houston, Iowa State, and Baylor all get double byes, and they will wait and play on Thursday in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinals. Big 12 women's tournament taking place and will conclude tonight with the championship game between the 2-seed Texas and the 4-seed Iowa State. That's because number 4 Iowa State knocked off the regular season champion, number 1-seed Oklahoma, yesterday in Kansas City, 85-68, and 2-seed Texas outlasted the 3-seed Kansas State, 71-64. The Wildcat women were down by as many as 14, battle all the way back in the fourth quarter. However, they fall to the Longhorns, 71-64. K-State now 25-7. K-State now 25-7, led by senior center and All-America candidate Ioka Lee with a game-high 25 points on 11-17 shooting. She also had 10 rebounds, and with her 25 points, Lee passed Brittany Chambers for third on the K-State career scoring list, and it was her 59th career double-double as well. Junior guard and All-America candidate Serena Sundell added 12 points and 6 assists for K-State in the semifinal loss to Texas. NFL free agency began yesterday. The Chiefs re-signing their long snapper on special teams, James Winchester, to a deal. However, two notable Chiefs will no longer be Chiefs, as Chiefs punter Tommy Townsend is signing a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Houston Texans, and the Commanders are signing former Chiefs guard Nick Allegretti to a 3-year, $16 million deal with $9 million guaranteed. He should be the Commanders' new starting left guard. Allegretti played very well in the playoffs and the Super Bowl in place of the injured Joe Tooney. Other free agency moves in National Football League yesterday. Kirk Cousins has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Cousins' contract is worth $180 million, which includes a $50 million signing bonus. Baker Mayfield will remain with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, signing a 3-year, $115 million deal, 50 of that guaranteed. With Kirk Cousins leaving Minnesota, the Vikings picked up quarterback Sam Darnold to a 1-year deal. The Bengals released their starting running back Joe Mixon, who ran for 1,000 yards a year ago. The Bengals signed Zach Moss, former Colts running back, to a 2-year, $8 million deal. The Patriots bring back quarterback Jacoby Brissett. Austin Eckler is leaving the Chargers to be the running back for the Commanders on a 2-year deal worth up to $11.5 million. The Giants acquired linebacker Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers in return for 2 draft picks. Saquon Barkley is leaving one NFC East division team and going to a rival as Barkley leaves the Giants via free agency and signs with the Eagles on a three-year deal worth $38 million. And there are reports that the Chiefs are interested in free agent Bears wide receiver Darnell Mooney, who had a 1,000-yard season under Chiefs OC Matt Nagy from their days with the Bears. Nothing has been signed, but reports are the Chiefs are interested in Mooney to help with their wide receiver core after releasing Marquez Valdez-Scantling earlier this offseason. And the Royals are in surprise Arizona in spring training. The Royals losing to the Giants yesterday 12-9. Royals back at it today at 3-10. They are 11-6 in spring training, and they'll send out their ace, Cole Reagans, to pitch today against the Rockies. That's been a look at sports here on KD Country 94 and Z 96.3 Lake, brought to you as always by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Wade Gerstner.